From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Americans spend epidemic amounts of money on healthcare. Today, we spend 3 times as much on medical costs per person than in 1990. And total costs have risen from about $700 billion to $2 trillion a year. Some argue it's the price we pay for high-quality care. Nowhere is this truer than with new drug therapies. Take the drug Avastin, for example, a colon cancer drug developed by San Francisco's Genentech. It's one of a new generation of drugs that selectively kills cancer cells and leaves healthy cells unharmed. Avastin costs big money, $4,400 a month. And studies show it prolongs survival by 5 months versus those receiving standard treatment. There has been ample debate about whether Avastin's benefit justifies its price. But there's a bigger issue, one that's harder to answer. What are we as a society willing to pay for a few more days, weeks, or months of life? And who gets sacrificed as the money runs out? Today, a relatively small number of people, most with chronic diseases and very poor quality to their lives, consume most of the healthcare pie. This directs innovation towards palliating incurable illness. On the other hand, you can save more lives and dollars if you focus on prevention. For example, a month's worth of Avastin for just one patient would buy thousands of doses of childhood vaccines to prevent measles, the flu, or polio. Pharma will argue that R&D costs determine drug prices, but they work hard to keep the odds on their side. They prevent competition with 20-year patents and lobby politicians to ban imports, limiting our ability to shop for a fair price. But a generation of ultra-high-priced drugs is leading to healthcare rationing. So pharma must join the conversation the rest of us are already having about controlling costs. If not, they won't be hurting just American healthcare. They'll also be hurting themselves. Because what happens to your profits if you design a miracle drug nobody can afford? With a Perspective, I'm Dr. Rahul Parikh.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.